Find a manuscript collection, oral history interview conducted February the 5th, 1994, with Captain George C. Jerry Ball, U.S. Navy retired, Naval Academy class of 1941. This is tape number two of a two interview tape, only 10 minutes approximately. On tape number two.
Purposes, okay.
All right. We arrived in Panama for my final tour of duty as Deputy Chief of Staff to the four-star Army General in August of 1978. There had been an election in Panama a couple of months before, and the president-elect, who had not been inaugurated yet, was a person that the Guardia Nacional, the army come police force of the Panama government, did not like. His name was Arnulfo Arias. Arnulfo had been elected president twice before, and I had been there shortly after both of those elections. Once back in 1942, and again in 48, he had been elected. In neither case would the Guardia let him serve as president. They would not even let him be inaugurated. They just sort of put up their hands and said, no, we will not accept him as president. And somebody else had to be serve the tour of duty. This time, in October of 78, Arnulfo was actually inaugurated. Arnulfo Arias was actually inaugurated as president of the Republic of Panama. Betty and I were invited to the inaugural ball and met the president and all of his cabinet. I had met him before. 11 days thereafter, things were quiet in Panama, and the governor, who we'd all been sort of on tiptoes and holding our breath because the Guardia was making very uncomfortable noises about Arnulfo. Finally, the governor said, I've got to go to Washington on some business. I don't care what happens. The general said, I've got to make this inspection trip to South America. And the ambassador said, I've got to go to Washington, too.
They're trying to get out of...
All three of them left
of the
town.
Country.
That night, the Guardia struck and tried to capture Arnulfo. He was having dinner in the canal zone with friends in the canal zone and heard about the coup and the raid on the governor's mansion, president's mansion, and escaped and asked for asylum in the canal zone. And we had him set up in a set of family quarters, on the hill of Quarry Heights, about 400 yards from where Betty and I lived. Mm-hmm. And I spent the night in the governor's office and headquarters as the liaison between the military command. We were all at battle stations by this time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Between the governor of the canal zone's office, the lieutenant governor presiding since his boss was in Washington, and our chief of staff presiding at Quarry Heights because our general was in South America. We were sending messages to him, right. Of course. Right. And the ambassador's first secretary of his embassy over there was holding forth in Panama, as the ambassador was in Washington, too.
Well, now, had they conveniently left Panama to be out of the way?
No, they had said, we've been putting off these trips because of the tense situation.
Okay,
we
so
can't put them off any longer.
So
it was just an accident that they all had to leave on other business at that time. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the Guardia struck because they realized these people were out of town. I doubt if they knew they were out of town, mm-hmm. unless they had an awfully good intelligence service. Mm-hmm. It just happened that way. Mm-hmm. I spent the night in the governor's office watching the lieutenant governor and his number one assistant, who had been there for 40 years and knew all the ins and outs of the canal zone in Panama, handle the crisis. They would send the assistant would go over and talk to the ex-president, mm-hmm. the ousted mm-hmm. president, mm-hmm. and find out what he wanted. He wanted to come back to office, of mm-hmm. course, mm-hmm. but if he was caught in the Republic of Panama, he'd be killed by the mm-hmm. Guardia. Mm-hmm. So his next option was to be evacuated to the United States.
Well, what was the Guardia's opposition to him based on?
It was political in nature. They didn't think that he had the right ideals to be president and didn't respect the Guardia Nacional. Mm-hmm. And had always hated him. Mm-hmm. For 20 or 30 years, they'd hated mm-hmm. him mm-hmm. and his family. So his final option was to go back to be evacuated to the United States and receive asylum there, which he finally did after 10 very tense days with a lot of bargaining going on between all parties involved. And I got in on the fringes of that. I would attend these meetings as a representative of the military command with the governor and with the ambassador. By the way, I met with them for 3 years on a weekly basis to prevent things like the 1964 riots. We had a mm-hmm. Panama Review Committee, and I was my general's sword bearer and spear carrier on that mm-hmm. on that assignment. Mm-hmm. I went to all the meetings with him and kept the files, and I had large background and experience in Panama mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With 3 tours of duty down there and a previous tour of duty at that headquarters. I found that all the problems were the same 20 years later. Most interesting tour. We finished the 3-year tour down there. They quieted down after that. And General Torrijos took over and became the, in effect, dictator of the Republic of Panama mm-hmm. until he was killed in a helicopter crash and Noriega replaced him. Right. I knew General Torrijos, and I have met Noriega. Mm-hmm. I had a very, very exciting and very varied naval career. Things a naval officer doesn't usually get to do on many occasions. I worked for 5 Army generals and 2 Air Force generals in my time. I have more fitness reports in my record signed by Army and Air Force generals than I do by Navy admirals, which may be why I didn't make an admiral in the Navy.
Plus you had, 3 tours in Panama?
7.5 years in Panama. Besides taking ships in there on many occasions. Mm-hmm. I took Monrovia in there with a battalion of Marines on board in January of 1964. Quiet day in Panama, but that evening the terrible riots broke out with a flag raising incident at Balboa High School, mm-hmm. where my wife had graduated and her sister many years before, mm-hmm. and where I later had 2 sons enrolled. My wife later accused me of starting the riots, but I was there at the time. The riots broke out on the Atlantic side later that night with our crew ashore on Liberty, and our shore patrol and the Canal Zone police, with arms locked, shepherded them back to the ship, fighting off a mob of 1,000.
So the riot wasn't expected. It was
not expected. The flag raising incident was fanned by the University of Panama and the Panamanian government into a terrible problem, a mm-hmm. terrible crisis. We broke off diplomatic relations with Panama that night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the final result was we lost the Canal Zone. Mm-hmm. Treaty negotiations were started, and Jimmy Carter ran on a platform ticket mm-hmm. to give the Panama Canal back to the Panamanians, and did so.
Don't you think that had he not done so, the unrest would have continued to...
The Noriega business is a direct descendant of us giving the canal back.
But do you think we would have been able to have controlled it without...
Oh, yes.
Without,
We did control it. We went down there and took charge and caught Noriega. We had no trouble militarily handling the problem when we had a government in power.
In terms of the opposition that would continue to grow and grow.
Oh, they're always... it was... The Panamanians used to talk to me, from my gardener, my maid, to senior members of the Panamanian government, and said, we have to do this anti-American stuff for our own political purposes. Mm-hmm. Don't ever give us the canal back. We have to act like we want it all the time for political purposes. Mm-hmm. Don't ever give it back to us. And they're going to have terrible problems. The Panama Railroad is now falling apart. It's unsafe to ride. Mm-hmm. The commission that's running the canal now is still controlled by the United States, even though technically a Panamanian heads it. Mm-hmm. The minute they get full control in the year 2000, there'll be no more maintenance on the Panama Canal. They'll want all the money to flow into their pockets. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's still being well maintained. Mm-hmm. And believe me, we need the canal. More ships go through it now than did 50 years ago. The only ships that can't go through the canal are those that are designed not to go through it. Mm-hmm. Our big aircraft carriers and the big big tankers and some of the big container ships mm-hmm. are designed not to go through the Panama Canal. That about brings me up to retirement.
And after you retired to Florida, and to what kind of civilian pursuit did you?
Very little.
Retire? You retired.
I found out that I was a natural born loafer, and I really retired. But I have done things like being on the board of the Naval Academy Alumni Association and being its president for a year or two. Being the program chairman of the Central Florida Aquarium Society.
Wow. Enjoyable.
A lot of gardening pursuits. Right. Yeah. I live a nice house on a lake with my own boat dock in my backyard and a screened-in swimming pool. And I don't have time for anything else. I wonder how I had time to go to work all those years.